Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Classic Tina Marie on a magnificent Thursday afternoon. My goodness, I can't believe right around the corner, jolly old Saint Nick will be joining us to pray our gifts and things of that nature. But while I got you here, comfy and cozy, like Linus's blanket, here in the comfort zone, my goodness, greetings and salutations to everyone. And we are streaming live via iTunes, Google Play Music Store, and also on iHeartRadio, and to top it off on Spotify. Let's get into it. Artist Spotlight. This gifted singer, songwriter, and my goodness, captivating looking, Slip and Slide Records recording artist, the very talented Tanier, as we celebrate her new hit single and also a video to accompany it. Yes, Lord, Need Your Love. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and vibing here in the zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented Tanier. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us this evening. And congratulations on the new single and also the video. You did an exceptional job.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on here, by the way.
I got to ask you, who came up with the concept with the video? Because the cinematography is incredible.
Thank you so much. Honestly, it was a team effort. We just thought, why not bring something that is kind of old school and just bring a freshness to it? And we kind of just came from different, like, Monica videos watch, and of course Love and Basketball. We just wanted that nice old, just lovey-dovey old school feel, and we wanted to really be able to portray that in the video.
Most artists, when they're working on a video from a particular song from an album, an EP, or just a single that they're releasing, they have a major input as far as what the video is going to contain, as far as they may input some things that they've experienced in their own personal life. In the video, very romantic, very smooth, very longing. Did any of that concept come from your own personal journeys that you've managed to incorporate in the video?
I wouldn't say specifically I thought of, like, oh, this happened to me, let me put it in there. But I feel like it's something that a lot of people can relate to, especially when you meet someone. I feel like everyone has a moment where they like daydream, they stop and like think about, I wonder what could happen if this went anywhere. And that's what I wanted to come across in the video.
I can understand. Everyone has been there. It's a large responsibility, a huge responsibility to be the face of a major label, even an independent label. What is it meant to you to be the face of Slip and Slide Records?
Honestly, it's just a really big honor and a really big opportunity. I see it as just a part of my journey and an opportunity to be able to, like, give off who I am truly and live out my purpose. At the end of the day, this was a God-given talent, yes, but I feel like there's so much more that it was given to me for. There, I plan to take this journey and just make it into something bigger than who I am. So it's an opportunity, and every day I just take it as it is and make sure I put everything into it, all my best into it.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. From what I've gathered and what I've seen through your music is that you're definitely striving for much more. And today, how the industry is set up, you have to strive, not just focusing on being an artist, but also being an entrepreneur and also being a business person. So for you, with your team, have you kind of sat down and put a plan together? Because 2019 is right around the corner. Have you put a plan together as far have you put a plan together as far as some of the goals that you want to achieve in 2019?
Yes, there are. We've been sitting down for the last, because I've been doing this for going on 4 years now, and it's been a long journey, sometimes very confusing and frustrating, but this last year was really just an eye-opener for me, and I really got to sit down with myself and figure out the things I wanted for myself, and I related that to my team. And honestly, we've just been working together so much, and I have so much planned for 2019, so just be ready for it, because it's going to be amazing. I'm super excited.
It's like sometimes I have an opportunity when I have some free time to kind of sit back and say, wow, the year has passed by so fast. And
so
especially,
fast.
Yes, being an independent artist, so much responsibility, but I think great responsibility, because you're in complete control of your career. What are some of the things that you would like to do? Because what I've noticed and what has been brought to my attention is that the camera loves you. And you definitely love the camera.
Thank you.
Fashion and music have always pretty much walked hand in hand. Have you thought about dabbling as far as doing fashion, possibly some television, or maybe doing some big screen?
Honestly, my entire life, before I even thought, like, oh, this is what I want to do, I was in musical theater growing up. I was in school for musical theater, supposed to go to college for musical theater. That was who I thought I was going to become and what I was going to strive for. But then I had a moment where I had to figure out, no, this is what I really love to do. I got to put out, I had the opportunity to go and record, and I got to put out my first single Friday night, and it's taken me on this journey. But I'm just like, at the end of the day, it's not my plan, it's God's plan. So I'm just ready to go along for it. When acting comes around, it comes around. And luckily, being an artist, you have so much you can do with your music and music videos. I get to show that other passion. So, honestly, I'm just enjoying the ride. But there definitely will be some more screen time very soon.
Without question. What are some of the greatest things that you have learned over the past 5 years being an independent artist as far as having creative control over your music?
I really learned, first, you have to follow your heart. If you believe in something, really, really go for it and don't let that go. But also, you have to trust your team. A lot of the times, like, you hear artists are like, no, 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 it's always my way. But sometimes you have to sit back. If you're not experiencing a certain situation, you have to trust the people around you and only have people around you that you trust. You know what I mean? So it's all going to be a collective situation. No one is going to get to the top by themselves. And I feel like a lot of people think that's how it works, and that's not the truth. Definitely.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because a lot of times people think that if you have a talent, it will outshine anything and everything. But if you don't have the business acumen, really truly understand how this industry works, you'll be left behind. Social media has been an incredible tool that artists have used now to incorporate their marketing. How has it helped you, being an independent artist, by using Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. How has it been able to, how has it helped you as far as being able to get your name out there and also to make more people internationally aware of your music?
Honestly, as like not, I wouldn't say superficial as it sounds, but like I feel like social media has helped me in my confidence, which is a weird thing to say. But like just knowing that fans could immediately reach out to me just by pressing a button is what really helped me as an artist, because you need those supporters, you know? So having them there supporting me, seeing that they actually enjoy what I'm doing and putting out is an amazing thing to me, and I get to actually interact with them and, like, see what they like, see what they don't like, even though at the end of the day it's not about them, but, like, their love and support is what motivates me, because I want to be the best I can for everyone. Well, not for everyone, but you know what I mean?
I definitely understand. One of the things that I've always been a stickler for is lyrics and transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in today's music, there's a lot less transparency. There's more bloviating as far as I have this, I have that, so forth and so forth. Who were some of the artists that really touched you that you say, you know what, I like to pattern my career as far as being able to touch so many people in a positive way? Who are some of the artists that really had an influence on you?
The biggest artists that have an influence on me are the top people in my eyes, Beyonce and Michael Jackson, not just because of their names, but simply just because of their journey. They started so young, and outside of music, they created something bigger than themselves. And at the end of the day, that's my ultimate goal. I want to be more than just music. And there's so much in my mind, so much in my heart that I know I can do. And that's what I want to strive for. I feel like they've done that.
You mentioned earlier about a team, having a strong team to get out there and do the footwork, to grind, to promote. Listeners today are very fickle. They're hot on you 1 minute, then the next minute they forget about you. For you, what has it meant to you overall right now, especially with this new single? I mean, it's been getting so much positive feedback and a lot of love. What does it mean to you to hear all these people responding on Instagram and say, wow, we really love the single. The video is incredible. Does it at any time become somewhat overwhelming sometimes, showing the amount of support and the love that you're getting back?
Honestly, it was so surprising in like a really good way, because like I said, I've been doing this for, it's been a while, it's been like 4 years, and just to get this response on this single was like, whoa. And it made me go harder, because I was like, this is like for real, like I really have to keep doing this, because this is what I was meant to do. And it made me just continue to push myself. Every day I'm getting up, I'm hitting up my team with different ideas, or they're throwing ideas at me and we're working, because I know where I want to go. I know where I see myself, and it's just motivating.
You know, the word that really kind of sticks in my craw a little bit when they say relevant, being relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know what, that's a double standard. And the reason why I say that is because I think a lot of times artists become so overwhelmed on continually being in the public eye, they lose focus on their craft. For you, and I'm teasing you in a positive way, you provided us with a slice of cheesecake that we can love, and we can love and succulent all right now, what we have right now. What can we expect in 2019 as far as either an EP or an album?
You can definitely expect an EP very soon, but in all, just expect the unexpected, because I feel like I'm doing so much that it's just going to be like crazy. I'm super excited about it because I know everything, and you don't understand the passion behind it all. Like, I really love what I do, and I'm ready to show everyone what I got and my purpose and my passion.
Well, having that purpose and passion can be very challenging as far as balancing that and balancing your personal life. How have you been able to do it? Because you're very focused on what you want to do. So how have you been able to balance both?
I feel like right now I'm still figuring that out. I am for sure. Because in the last few months, I've definitely only been focused on my work. And I don't know. When I get there, maybe I could come back and tell you. But I'm figuring it out right now, definitely.
It's hard. Yeah, it is. It's very challenging. When you're driven, and I can already tell by conversing with you, that you're driven. You are a perfectionist, which I admire, because you have to love this art form. You really, truly do. And it becomes the closest thing to breathing. And a lot of times things that you may have another love for, a passion for, they have to somewhat take a back seat to that passion and drive that you're going after. The song is incredible. The video is captivating. What are you impressed by the video? You kind of just sit back and just step away from being Tanir, the artist, and just be a consumer for a second. What are some of the things that you've seen in the video that really impressed you?
Honestly, it was really my confidence, and that's just me being so transparent, because I feel like everyone goes through that, especially being a public person. Just seeing myself grow in that was like, wow, to be honest, because I feel like that's something that I've been working on for a while. And that's just me being super, super transparent. My confidence surprised me a lot.
You know what? That's refreshing to hear that, because a lot of people don't realize. They say, well, it must be really easy to do something like this. And it's like, wait a minute. It takes a lot of courage and ambition and belief in oneself to really put themselves out there like that. How long did it take for you to become comfortable enough where you said, you know what, I'm okay being transparent. I'm okay letting the listeners or quote-unquote fans in and give them a little bit more of an idea who Tanir is, not just as an artist, but also as a person. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that happened this year in 2018. Coming into this year was the most difficult for me at the beginning of this year. I literally had to step back and just take a breath with myself, a moment with myself. People were like, Tanir, when are you going to put something out? Tanir. I was just like, I need to figure myself out for a second. And that happened. Right. I would say during this year, during the summer, is when I really said, okay, Tanir, like, you just gotta be yourself, love yourself, show yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have confidence behind whatever it is you're doing, no one else is gonna feel that or relate to that, because they're gonna see your lack of confidence. You know what I mean? So that was something I definitely learned this year about myself, and I'm still learning. But this year is definitely an opening year for me.
Well, you know, it's all a part of the journey. We grow stronger the more we learn about ourselves. We challenge ourselves to be better. And I see incredible things for you in 2019.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for you and your team to put a tour together or a possible showcase, because we would love for you to come down here in Houston. Actually, come in the studio and perform. We would love to make that happen.
Oh my gosh, I would love to make that happen. Let's make it happen.
We will definitely do so. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. The teddy bear does forgive you, as we're being joined by the incredibly talented Tanir as we get ready to celebrate and debut her new hit single and video, of course, Need Your Love, here in the Zone of LOTL Radio.
I hope that you love me like I love you, because I think that we can make this last forever, but I'm scared to go too far with this. I need your love, don't want to need your love.
Family, the single is available as we speak via iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by, support this incredibly gifted artist on her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/ Near, also on Twitter. Let your first move be your best move. My queen, it has definitely been a pleasure and honor to have you here, vibing here in the zone with the teddy bear. This is definitely your home away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate.
Thank you.
To let us know. Oh, it's our pleasure. And I cannot wait to see what you have planned for us in 2019. The only thing I ask is that when you release another single, I don't care if it's like Grandma's Cookies or somewhat hot, a little bit warm, send it over to the teddy bear and we'll debut it here first, okay?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you so much for having me, honestly.
Oh, my pleasure. Keep it soulful, my queen, and stay sweet, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless. The very talented Nair here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy. I love it when a plan comes together on a smooth Thursday evening, man. It's weird to be back on the air this late. I haven't done this in, maybe 4 years since I've done a late show. When I first started, I was doing shows like at 8 o'clock at night. It was definitely a beautiful experience. Speaking of a beautiful experience, I'm feeling extra cuddly extra lovable. Some Tina Marie. I need that to soothe my palate with Definition of Down here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Yeah. Nobody knows the way you feel about it, 'cause only you know. You can't leave it alone. Ah, here we go again.
Here we go.
been all love. It's been all positive. It's been a beautiful experience, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. No need to hear the teddy bear is here while we're vibing here in the zone. I want to send out a very special thank you again to Tanir. Thank you, my love, for joining us today. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, of course, Need Your Love, available on all social media. Yeah, website. Yeah, you can get it. Tidal, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, and of course, you know, my favorite, Adventurous at Amazon.com. You can support her, catch up with her, follow her, get all the comings and goings of what she has in plan for 2019 at her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/Tanir. And also on Twitter, the same handle. And while I got you here, safe and sound, comfy and cozy, we'll just join the teddy bear tomorrow. Starting at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, as we're going to get a call. Yeah, joining us in the studio tomorrow, all the way from Sweden. Yes, Lord. The very talented Marlene Oak, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her two latest singles, Slip Away and In the Evening, from her upcoming EP, Silver Moon, due out right around the corner in 2019. And to get all the latest updates, you can catch up with us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also, we're on LOTL Radio. I love the way that flows. Also, we're on Twitter at Twitter.com/LOTL Radio. Facebook, LOTL Radio, The Zone. Got you covered. And for those who missed out on the interview, it's okay. We got you covered. You're going to stream it and rebroadcast it live on iHeartRadio, also on TuneIn, iTunes, Google Play, Music Store, Podbean, all the same handle. LOTL, The Zone. It is written, so it shall be done. Lord have mercy. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's been a beautiful experience. Without you, there is no me. I want everyone to get home safe and sound, and be sure you've been a very good person, you know, because Santa's watching who's been naughty and definitely who's been nice. Lord help me. We're going to close it with my man, K. John. Tell you why. I always do that. Here in The Zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Dancing round and round, so incredible. And everything around her, she don't know it, but she'll be mine. I'm gonna tell her why. She's everything, like a magazine. Almost like babies, the beauty belongs on a movie screen. When she passed me by, I'm gonna tell her why. Here we go. Now it's my chance. Fellas, don't be jealous. I'ma take her by the hand and watch her dance. And when she's next to me, this is what I'm gonna say.
I love the way you move, girl. I love it.
She meets this lady. She don't even know.
But she gon' be my baby.
People saying that I'm not her type. Anyway, I'm gonna tell her I can change.
I can change.
Say my last name.
Money, anything, when it comes to diamond rings, I'm king.
She's my queen. Drop down on one knee and say,
I love the way you do, girl. I love everything you do,
I love
you.
I'd like to dedicate this to my father, Francis L. It's a song the girls in the band wrote, Lisa and Wendy.